My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey, and then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique, and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Hold on. We're celebrating 5 years of this.
She said some of them were disguised as fire extinguishers.
Now back to the Greg Hill Show birthday bash at the Sam Adams Tap Room on WEEI.
1, 2, 3, 4. My sister got lucky, married a yuppie, took him for all he was worth. Now she's a swinger, dating a singer. I can't decide which is worse, but not me, baby. I've got you to save me. Oh, you're so bad. Best thing I ever had in a world gone mad. You're so bad.
Well, what's a birthday party without beer? And if I'm right, I believe that the... Am I right, Sam Adams people? The taps are officially open. How do we feel about that?
Okay. Time to whoop it up.
I think
God bless America.
Yeah, there is a limited edition beer brewed for this show available today here at the Sam Adams Tap Room on our fifth birthday party. And want to say hello and thank you to the team from the Greg Hill Foundation who is here, Aaron and Adam, and it's yard sale season, so today we are doing a yard sale. We got a lot of merch that we got to move, can they negotiate? Are the price? Yes, like any yard sale. All right.
Have you been into that? You strike me as a guy that likes
a
bargain.
Curtis, I don't look like a yard saler.
You kind of do.
I do not.
Oh, I like poking into a yard sale.
Of course you do.
Like if you're on a walk and you see one.
Oh, yes.
You can find some gems.
Yes, you can.
How many yard sales are you finding when you're on a walk in Southie?
Not really in Southie.
Generally, it's usually...
You've got to be out in the burbs.
Usually, it's free.
Take it. Yeah.
Urine-filled couches.
Those, I don't know, do people take that stuff?
Oh, yes.
Oh, yeah.
Always.
What about when you see a mattress?
Oh, gross.
Somebody's probably still doing it. That was our big thing, like, for our, like, giveaway growing up. You know, my mother didn't want it. Put it on the sidewalk. The next day, gone.
It would be gone?
Gone.
Didn't matter what it was.
No, we had like a little basketball hoop for James that we no longer used. And I was like, who's going to grab this? Within like 15 minutes, it was
gone.
Taken.
Yeah. Somebody will take it.
I can't imagine the mattress that you find randomly on the street in the city of Austin.
Because if they're throwing it out, it either has a spring broke or there's some type of bodily fluid on it.
Could be both, right? Could be both, yeah. What?
I had a, I can't believe, given that this is our five-year anniversary, the subject I have spoken the most about, Malcolm Butler.
Yeah.
We almost had another Malcolm Butler moment, but in the Olympics semifinals, Steve Kerr benching Tatum.
Oh, yes.
Could have been the equivalent.
It could be.
We would wonder why. What was the reasoning?
I mean, he's going to have to answer at some point.
Yeah. I bet he gets a lot.
He can't keep using the matchup excuse. That I don't think that works.
No.
It doesn't work.
It's such a stupid argument. And it's why wouldn't you just not have him on the team?
Right? It's dumb. It's dumb that it is maddening to me that Derek White and Drew Holiday, both, and the reason why I say those two guys is we see them so much because they play for the Celtics, and we know what type of players they are. They're
You're
great players.
They've had more Olympic minutes than have they had more?
Yeah. Yes,
than Jason Tatum. Yeah,
I think about that. Like it doesn't make sense.
And
to
you
me.
Needed points in this game. You didn't crush them. You won by 4 points.
You were down.
So you're looking. Steph Curry and LeBron James were your only guys that produced.
You were down until. Until there were 2 minutes left. The only lead you had up until that point was when it was 2-0 in that game.
You were down by 17 at one point.
Yeah.
Question for you. If you are Serbia, would you rather beat the Americans and lose the gold or not play the Americans and win a gold?
Beat the Americans.
I'd rather beat the Americans.
Like be the silver winner and then lose the gold medal game. Yeah, would that have been the biggest upset in basketball history?
Probably. I mean,
didn't the men's basketball team lose? I want to say like 2016
prior to Dream Team. Oh, no, 2016.
Yeah, like the Carmelo Anthony, and I thought there was a year that they
didn't win gold.
Yeah, I thought there was a year, and then that's when. Like
maybe
when LeBron was younger, so I'm not 100% sure.
I think you're right. I think there was a year they didn't win the gold. I don't remember.
And everybody was like, "Oh my god," you know. And I think it was like around the Carmelo time when he was like, you know, at the height of his career in the NBA.
This is Deshaun from Portland, Maine. By the way, since we're thanking people and celebrating 5 years, I want to thank everybody who listens to us up in Maine. From the start of this show, we had a ton of support up there in my adopted home continent of Maine. So all of you listening there, there's nothing better than when we go up and do a road show at the Brunswick and do the cornhole tournament up there. And so thanks to everybody who listens to this show on our stations in Maine. And Deshaun, good morning. What's up?
Good morning. Definitely best radio station, not only in New England, but probably the East Coast. So thank you, guys. Just kind of elaborating a little bit on what Wiggy's lead was. I think personally, I'd like to thank Steve Kerr and the U.S. basketball team for what they've done to Jason Tatum and Jaylen Brown, because talk about giving those two guys more motivation going into a season after winning a championship. You would think that this would be the time for them to get their respect, but thank you for putting that chip back on their shoulder.
Yeah. No, it's like Tom Brady, like almost, you know, where Tom was able to use that the hate that existed for the Patriots, and
is fuel for Tatum. I would rather be Jaylen Brown, because at least with Jaylen Brown, like, people go, okay, he should have been on the team. There's a lot of great plays. He didn't make it. You know, whatever. We kind of move on from it. Like, we've passed the Jaylen Brown in the Olympic team.
And we also
this is the biggest embarrassment for Jason Tatum.
Right.
He's one of the best players in the NBA, and he's sitting on the end of the bench.
So you're saying you'd rather be in Jaylen Brown's position, not even make it to Paris.
Not even make it to Paris.
And have everybody be upset that you didn't get the nod, than be there and be sitting on the bench.
Right, now I'm there, and I'm like, so it's when you're at that level, and only Greg knows about it, you know, with us, because we're kind of lower level pieces.
True.
When you're at the Jason Tatum level.
Okay, like you, Wiggy.
You already got the extension.
When you're at the Jason Tatum level of whatever you do, and you're sitting on the bench, it's such an ego deflator that the whole world sees you, because you can't really cheer. You don't want to cheer, but you have to cheer.
And Steve Kerr knows that. That's why he's a dink.
Right.
He's a dink.
Tatum's like...
Yeah.
And I think Tatum's going to be, if they win gold, which I think a lot of us believe they will, Jason Tatum's going to go up there with a gold medal and be like, I didn't even do anything to help this team.
Yeah. It's embarrassing.
Yeah, it sucks.
When was the last time Jason Tatum was in a must-win game and was on the bench?
Yeah, I don't know. Probably college, when he was like 12.
Probably not in that Duke.
And you're right, because Jaylen Brown is sitting probably in Italy or wherever right now on vacation. Yeah. And everybody knows he's not there for reasons that have nothing to do with his talent.
Yeah. Right.
Whereas Tatum's forced to sit there and like root
and,
for
and
this
try
teabag.
To cheer. Oh, and like, God. It's like weird. Yeah. I couldn't imagine that.
But hopefully they are able to use it. Like, and we'll be able to.
He will.
We will. In 10 minutes, we'll be able to talk to Whit Grosbeck about this when he joins us this morning. Let's get to this.
It's time for
Larry Bird's not walking through that door, fans.
Would not say that I'm Mona Lisa Vito of the football world.
They want you to cook the dinner. At least they ought to let you shop for some of the groceries.
Said it.
Wake up to Del Bambino and have me facing. Maybe I'll drill him in the eye.
They said it.
I'm just going to say it.
All right, time for They Said It. Quick back and forth on what they said yesterday in sports. Where do you want to start this morning, Shime?
Well, Greg, it only makes sense that we begin with Jerod Mayo, of course, following last night's game. Tried to explain why Drake May only played for like a series. Here was Jerod Mayo after the game.
What went into the decision to pull him after one series tonight?
Yeah, that was always the plan. The plan was to get him in there for one series, to get Jacoby in there for one series, and then really... You know, it turned into the Zappy show and then the Joe show. That was the plan going there.
Did anybody ask why?
I don't think so. Yeah. I mean, I don't.
Why was that? We saw that was the plan. Why?
I guess that this is where I kind of agree with Shime's lead, where if that's the plan, then what you're telling me is you don't want Drake May in there unless the ones are in there. That's what that tells me. Because Drake May win a series and Brissett win a series, but
with the ones,
with the ones,
that was it.
Because so that's what I'm taking from it. Where I'm like, okay, you're confusing me, Mayo, because that's something you do with your starters. You don't want nobody to get hurt, so you get him in for a series and get him out.
I mean, if you're Shime and Drake May is your guy, or whoever you are and Drake May is your guy, then the optimistic way to look at it is that if you want him to be the starter week one, that Jerod Mayo is still undecided about who his week one starter is going to be.
And because, so, Greg, I'd ask this question. The second preseason game,
which is next Thursday.
Thursday night.
Right?
Yes.
How do you – it seems like he doesn't want to put Drake May in there with the twos. So what do you do in the next preseason game when you start to play the ones a little bit longer? You have to see more of Drake May because it seems like based off this, he don't want him in there with the twos.
Yeah.
And it only took me about 5 minutes. I am fully with Shime. We need Drake May. It's the only thing.
Welcome aboard, Curtis.
Watching him struggle at least is some progress, because you expect him to be dealing with growing pains. Jacoby Brissett seems like a very nice guy, good locker room guy.
Yeah.
But I get zero watching him play quarterback.
Yeah. Did you like Mayo's choice of the half zip or whatever it was?
Yeah, I did.
You know,
you'll never see a hoodie on the sidelines ever again here in England. That's okay.
Also,
do you think he was tempted, or do you think they asked him to wear the hoodie?
There's no way.
The last thing he was going to do?
That's the last thing.
But they all wore the lapel pins properly, which was a good thing. And the other thing was, it's interesting, when Belichick was hired, the fans were really excited and wanted him to do well, and the media was pissed. Now it's flipped. I feel like the media is desirous of Mayo to be successful, and the fans are still mad about Bill.
Yeah. All right. What's next, Shine?
Well, Greg, we've been talking a lot about the idea of trading for Brandon Ayuk. Well, there's another receiver out there also wanting a contract and holding out currently. That would be CeeDee Lamb. Jerry Jones spoke briefly to the media in passing yesterday and had this to say about getting a contract done with CeeDee Lamb.
Are you saying there's a sense of urgency as you begin the preseason to get CD done?
No.
No? Why do you say that?
I'm just, I went to high school, or I went to college. I don't know why I said it, but I'm just saying I don't know. I don't have a sense of urgency about getting it done.
Because it's a long-standing tradition.
Pick any reason you want. I said no boo 2 days ago. Give that as a reason.
Yes, sir,
whatever you want to put out there.
Does he have, like, paid laughers who laugh at everything he says, Jerry Jones? They're like, ha-ha, good one, boss. He quote tweeted that audio with the wide eye emoji. I mean, he's pissed, I think.
No, Can we stop talking CeeDee Lamb trade talk?
If you were willing to pay $32 million for Ayuk, you certainly would be willing to pay that for CeeDee Lamb.
I would make CeeDee Lamb the highest paid player, wide receiver in the NFL.
You would if
I was New England.
And what the issue that Elliot Wolf will find himself facing is that going public in your pursuit of Ayuk
right
now forces you to pursue everybody else.
Right.
But I think they want to. Like I hope so. I do feel like we've questioned for a long time who was the one who was cheap. And I think Robert Kraft, at this point, wants to spend and will spend.
But why are you waiting until right now? There was an entire offseason where you could have added receivers that would have added training
But I don't
camp.
Think you really – did everybody know that CeeDee Lamb was going to be gruntled?
No, because
–
When did Tyreek Hill get traded? It was right around the draft. The Chiefs.
Yeah.
I mean, these happen around – I mean, there's time to do this.
But I think maybe he thought he was going to get a contract. Yeah. And when the owner says there's no real sense of urgency, the player's not happy with that.
All right. Anything else, Sean, that we got to get to?
Yeah, you want just one more quick fun one for you, Greg? Here's one to leave you out on a smile. This was Jameis Winston yesterday.
I think that's one of the things that a lot of people forget. When you can go out, you can see practice, you can knick-knack this, that, paddywhack, give a dog a bone. Deshaun Watson is going to turn it on. He always going to find a way to shine when the lights come on.
Okay.
That's right. He's in Cleveland now?
Yes.
We love Jameis Winston.
Yeah.
Knick-knack, this, that, paddywhack, give a dog a bone.
All right. That is They Said It, a quick back and forth on what they said yesterday in sports. Coming up, we'll talk with Wick Grosbeck on the Celtics, on Jason Tatum sitting, and on all of those things. And then coming up at 7. By the way, we should thank our host for having us here. Jim Cook has arrived. We have a round of applause. The guy gets most, when it comes to craft beer in the United States, probably wouldn't exist without Jim Cook. So, Shime, toast to Jim Cook.
Yeah.
Those of you, we got the taps turned on early here. I think Jim did that this morning. He hates drinking alone. So we'll talk to Jim and we'll do cheers with Jim coming up at 7:30. Cheers to 5 years. But right now, Courtney, and what is trending this hour?
Gresh and Fourier, weekdays 10 to 2. Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending now brought to you by Timeout Market Boston. The Pats take the first preseason game against the Panthers, 17-3 the final. Jacoby Brissett kicked things off. Then Drake May came in. He went 2-for-3 for 19 yards, and it was a lot of Bailey Zappe after that. 12-for-20 for Zappe, 108 yards. We then saw Milton Mania, like Greg said at the start of the show. He went 4-for-6 for 54 yards and a touchdown. The Red Sox are back in action tonight, welcoming the Astros to a rainy Fenway. 7:10 first pitch. You can hang out with Rich Keefe at 6:10 for the MassMutual pregame show. Then Joe Castiglione and Sean McDonough have the call on the Shaw's and Star Market WEEI Red Sox Radio Network right here on EEI and as always on the Odyssey app. Men's basketball is going for gold after taking down Serbia 95-91. No Jason Tatum in this one again. Steph Curry led the way with 36 points. They'll now face off with France tomorrow in the championship game at 3:30.
And Ken's paying people to take pictures with him right now.
Oh, yes. Are people taking pictures with the bland manager? Look at him. Look at him out there.
He does a nice knee pop when he does photos, too.
He does. He mews. Is that the thing with your face?
Yeah.
What, he does a duck face?
Yeah.
Ken is definitely a duck face selfie guy.
Yeah. He smizes, too.
We are led by a man that was shocked to find out it's hot in the desert in the summer of California.
Before that basketball game, women's soccer will go for gold tomorrow against Brazil at 11 a.m. Eastern time. Olympic medal count this morning, the U.S. leads at 103 total medals with 30 gold. And experience the essence of Boston's culinary and cultural scene at Time Out Market Boston, nestled in the Fenway. From live music sessions to food and beverage tastings and everything in between, Time Out Market Boston showcases the best of the city under one roof. That's what's trending. Here's Curtis with your weather.
Thank you, Courtney. 68 degrees. The rain has stopped in Boston. Afternoon high in the mid-80s.
All right, it's Friday, and we are at a tap room. There's no better location for the listeners of the show. You guys are incredible. New Whalers. I saw New Whalers in the Twitch chat. Unhappy with the turnout this morning. I mean, I feel like I'm very delighted that you're all... Oh, you're flipping him the bird? Or her, the bird? I see. Okay.
He's probably here.
You think he's here secretly?
Yeah, probably. Yeah. Well,
I think we know the turnout in his bed.
Yes. All right. We will be back with Wick Grosbeck and Jim Cook on our fifth birthday party here at WEEI.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yell.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
We are at the Sam Adams Tap Room, Faneuil Hall, downtown Boston, and they are Sam Adams throwing a fifth birthday party for this show. And Jim Cook will join us soon, and we'll cheers to 5 years. When I came over here, Curtis, to WEEI from WAAF, and moment of silence for the great WAAF, one of the all-time great rock stations. I know you got many of you were supporters of WAAF. Thank you so much for that. We miss it.
And a moment of silence for everybody that thought this was failing on day two.
Our next guest was one of the first who agreed to be on the show, and so he joins us this morning, the governor of the Boston Celtics, Wick Grosbeck. Round of applause for Wick, please, everybody. Wick, good morning.
Yo, man. How are you?
How are you?
Well, you know, you make it sound like a big surprise I agreed to go on the air. I'm not exactly publicity shy, but you guys have always been the best.
Well, we appreciate always the support that you've given this show and you gave us on the old show. And certainly, I think it must be, I'm sure for you, the sadness that existed with kind of what's going to go on over the next few years here must be comforting. You must enjoy the fact that the people at some point are going to miss you.
I don't even really focus on that too much. I'm being straightforward about it. I'm on such a roll from winning and the way we won in 24. I think this team was really, really special.
Yeah,
and like of all the teams that I've been a part of for 22 years, this one is just extraordinary. It took a long time to build it up, and we hung in there, and the guys got it done.
Yeah, I was going to ask you, like, how are you over the, like, when you had that parade and the city showed up, like you know, arguably never before. Are you over that yet, or do you still think about it all the time?
I think you mean 2008. I'm not even over 2008 yet. I'm not. I mean, I'm not kidding. People ask me all the time, is it wearing off? I'm like, it hasn't worn off from 08. I that's the way I'm wired. I'm so happy that we got it done twice and we're looking for more.
Do you find it as odd as we do that Steve Kerr is not playing Jason Tatum in these Olympics?
I mean, I wouldn't play Steve Kerr, let me put it that way, if I was putting the coaching staff together. I mean, like, what's going on? I mean, it's a mystery. It's a complete mystery. And, I mean, I think Jason doesn't deserve anything but praise, kudos, and playing time. I think he and Jalen led us to this unbelievable championship, and they're not apparently helping out the Olympic team. They're not, not able to be helpful in the Olympic team, and just leave it at that. It's mystifying.
Yeah, it is. It is mystifying. Although I guess, you know, Courtney brought this up during her lead. Maybe it's something, and I'm sure you're hoping for this too. It's something that those guys can use as they get ready for this upcoming season from a chip on the shoulder perspective.
Exactly, and I was on that duck boat with Jason, and Amelia and I were up there, and, you know, he's wearing a shirt that says, you know, what is it, don't stop disbelieving. That was his, you know, motto even in the parade. It's like, you know, how do you like me now? And hopefully this is fuel. I mean, the schedule's going to come out in like 5 or 6 days, and we are going to see who we play opening night when we get our rings and put the banner up, and it's going to be on. Let me tell you, they're going to be coming after us.
Wick, we've been so surprised, though, by the disrespect that people have shown this team almost immediately after the parade, whether it was they had an easy road to the championship, then Jalen not getting the nod to Paris, and now Jason not playing. It feels like a disrespect I've never seen before and something that I don't understand. Do the players feel that? Does Joe Mazzulla feel that? Are they ready to just absolutely rip everybody's heads off?
Well, I'm going to see all that crew just about, you know, a lot of them this weekend because Peyton Pritchard's getting married on the Cape. So we're kind of going to reconvene a lot of us down there and probably talk about this. Here's what I think, though. In the aftermath of the win, what's really happened is people have been putting this team into perspective and looking historically at the record of 80-21, which is the total all-in record for the year, and beating people by double digits and beating Dallas by, I think, 3 times by like 16 points, was it? I mean, you know, here's our playoff run. 4-1, 4-1, 4-0, 4-1. Nobody has anything to say about that. We won 16-3 in the playoffs, and we won the championship. And this one, this team's going down in history. It has gone down in history, and that's how it'll be remembered.
Speaking of Peyton Pritchard's wedding, I'm assuming that the trophy will be there. Where's the weirdest place that it's been that you know about?
This one so far, all I know is I gave it to Joe Mazzulla for 2 days and it came back with dents in it. So I don't know what he was doing with it. There are a couple of dents on the trophy. I don't know what happened, what Joe decided. He did some, you know, Taekwondo with it or whatever he does, but he's hilarious. If he were coaching the Olympic team, it'd be a different story. Let me just put it that way. For the better. I do know the last trophy was at the bottom of a pool on the vineyard because Ray Allen got married, and there was the trophy at 2 a.m. in the bottom of the pool, on the bottom of the pool. So this one still probably hasn't, that probably hasn't happened yet, but the night is young. We'll see what happens over the weekend.
Wick, you said how this has been a long time coming in the championship, and you're not still over the high of 08 and building this team. I just marvel at I think the reason why it has been so successful is that you and your group have put basketball and winning above all else, despite the people that have come and gone. Is there a decision, whether it's Brad in his current job after Danny left, or Joe Mazzulla to remain as the head coach, or whatever, is there a singular moment that you look back to, or is it just everything built on each other that allowed you to get this second dominating championship?
Well, thanks for the question. The two decisions you mentioned were two decisions that I had to make over the last few years that went well, obviously, to say the least. But clearly, some decisions work and some don't, and you have to be humble and you have to realize other people helped all the way along. But those two decisions, looking at Brad across the table, saying who are we going to hire for GM to be in between us as lead owner and then coach? You need a GM between us as a partner. I looked at the list with him, and I didn't really seem to be on the list that I knew well enough or that I felt could be that partner. I just kind of didn't like the list. Then I looked at him and said, I think it might be you. Let's talk about it in the morning. Give me your thoughts in the morning. He came in the morning. He goes, all right, I'm up for it. I mean, that's how that happened, and I think that was a pivotal moment. And then Joe, hanging in with Joe after a good year with a great record, but, you know, number one record in the league, but then a loss in the playoffs, hanging in there. He hanging in with us, and we hanging in with him, or however you say it. Those are two key things. But let's not lose sight of the players. All 15 of them bonded together. They put the team above themselves in every single case, and we, you know, kicked ass and took names.
You told us early on in the season, last season, that there were cameras rolling, and now I guess April is when we will see all of this, and what a season to do it. What can you tell us about that?
Yeah, that worked out great, didn't it? it's the HBO cameras. It's a really high quality group. Great, a couple of great co-directors. I mean, just terrific people, and I can't wait to see it. It's going to be, obviously, we know the ending, but it's a good ending, so we didn't really spoil it for anybody. I can't wait. It's going to be great. And in fact, I went out to see Kuzi the other day, and there they were, and we did not do it as a media event, but then they heard about it and came out. And you know, Bob Cousy is the best, and I mean, they really are taking, it's going to be a great look at the Celtics, and it's not just us. It's all the way back to the greats that built the team and set the standard that we're just trying to live up to in our own very average way.
And Bob Cousy's going to be there, I think, opening night when the banner goes up?
I hope so. Yeah. I hope so. He's 96 now, and God love him. He's an absolute inspiration and the best. And if he can't make it to that game, we'll go to him. But really proud to know him and really appreciate everything he does.
Well, speaking of appreciation, I so appreciate the fact that you're an owner in the city who has always come on this program, has always talked to the fans, has always been great to us. So if I could, cheers to Wick Grosbeck here.
Yep.
Jim Cook
today is the day to cheer. Thank you. But today is the day to celebrate you guys in 5 years and many, many more. And you guys are the gold standard, and really proud to be your friend and also an occasional guest. So thank you. Congratulations. Well,
Jim Cook has stepped up here, and I know that you're, because of business, you're limited in what you could say, but I just want to say this. Jim could probably arrange free beer for life if you just figure out a way to be around forever with this team.
Well,
Don't sell it. You'll get free beer for the rest of your life. Free beer from Jim Cook.
I just
want you to know that offer is out there.
Yeah, thank you, Jim. Well, you know, I go all the way back to Joe Owades, the late Joe Owades, who was one of your first collaborators, I think. And I'm never
absolutely
too far away from
Adam. Best brewmaster in America.
Yeah,
and nobody knows Joe Owades except me and Wick.
Except you and Wick. All right, Wick.
That's
thank you very
1980s.
Much.
All right, guys. Thanks.
You're the best.
Thanks for having me. Congratulations.
All right, that's Wick Grossbeck. And here's our host, Jim Cook. Can we have a round of applause for Jim, who also has been very loyal, not only to this program, but in general. I always say this, Jim was back in the early AAF days, you were the very first client, get this right, help me get this right, to do an annual advertising deal with the old radio show. Is that correct?
We saw this crazy kid with a crazy dream.
Yeah.
Named Greg Hill.
I don't look much older than I did then.
No.
No. Thank you, Jim.
And you don't have any
more talent. How many beers have you had?
You've hung in there, man.
Yeah. Well, we appreciate the support, and I think we're going to cheers to 5 years. By the way, this tap room is awesome. You must love having this right here downtown.
Well, and we get to see Sam Adams right across the plaza.
Yeah,
this was a dream of mine for many years to do this here. And it's great having you as a guest.
Well, we're happy to be here. What are we cheersing with?
Well, I brought you something special.
Okay.
This is 5 years, and it's 35 years you and I have been together.
35 years. Can you believe that?
This is the original batch of Sam Adams from 1984.
Holy cow.
This is the first.
That's the year I was back.
What? Look at that.
And I'm going to drink it with you.
Wow. We're going to drink it?
Okay.
Are you sure you want to waste that on me?
That is fermented.
Either we drink it or I give it to the Smithsonian.
This is really cool. Can we show this on Twitch?
And Greg was actually 40 when you met
him. So this is how this looks when you originally, the first batch ever brewed in 1984.
That was it.
I was a junior at Neshoba Regional High School in 1984. I thought I was going to graduate at that point. Yeah. So you can see that on Twitch. All right. So we're gonna.
Ooh, is it supposed dark.
To be? Is it supposed to be that dark?
No.
Okay.
40 years. Slowly oxidized. So this is a unique experience. I don't know what this is going to taste like.
Zoom in on Greg.
Yes.
Holy cow! All right. Do you have a toast?
Well, this is to the next 35 years between us.
Okay. All right.
Cheers.
To the next 35 years.
All right.
All right, here we go. Everybody else.
Hello. Cheers.
Oh my! It's almost like sherry.
Yeah. It tastes like you want to try it? It does taste kind of sherry-ish. Wiggy, give that a try.
Tastes like
we got the Wiggy test. All right, let's see. Do you think this beer will ever succeed?
I'd have to say it tastes like it's been sitting around for 40 years.
You're honest, man.
That's so wild. Well, so what happens? It breaks down in the bottle.
It'll slowly oxidize. There's a certain amount of air and oxygen that leaks in through the plastic of the cap. Those molecules will let some air leak in. And obviously the carbon dioxide is gone.
That's 40-year-old beer right there.
Wow.
And if I'm correct...
Yeah, it's old enough to drink itself.
Story-wise, you were working like for a hedge fund or something, right?
No, I was a manufacturing consultant.
A manufacturing consultant.
I knew how to make stuff.
And
didn't know how to sell it. Didn't know how to market it. But I knew how to make beer.
And you knew because you had your grandfather made beer.
I'm the sixth oldest son in a row in my family. In my family, we've been making beer for 180 years.
Wow!
And then you brewed this batch.
Yep.
And you put it in a case or suitcase or something and walked around and tried to get bars to put it on. Bar to bar.
Yeah, we're driving past the Black Rose. That was one of my first accounts.
I was going to ask you the first place.
You know, there's a bunch of them. It's like, you know, there's a lot of people probably think they like deflowered Paris Hilton.
Yeah. Yeah.
We have lots of
who cares who was there first is what you're saying, right?
Yes, I think we're all away.
Isn't the Black Rose with the Whitey Bulger joint that got shot up?
No, but probably. I don't know. Yeah.
I spent $80 there for cover once.
And now here you are. You could buy the Celtics. Like, are you interested?
Well, right. It might be a little out of my price range. I've saved up all my empties, so I can Rick, if I cash in all my empties, can that give me 1%?
Yeah. They could be like the Sam Adams, yeah, the Boston Sam Adams Celtics or something.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, yeah, it's been this incredible experience for me. I actually wasn't born here. I came here when I was 17, and it's Boston. So there's like world-class everything, world-class sports, education, museums, neighborhoods, everything's world. But we had crappy beer.
Yeah.
We had like Narragansett, and you remember Haffenreffer, the Green Death,
yeah,
the Green Monsters.
Schlitz.
Yeah. Boston didn't have good beer, and that was like my...
Red, white, and blue.
Yeah, that was my little contribution to Boston, like one mosaic in this, you know, one tile in the mosaic.
It's a pretty big
Boston
one now.
Was,
yeah, it really is.
Beer.
And I think everybody would like to,
yes,
thank you for that contribution,
yes,
right?
Yeah.
Hey. I just wanted to have some good beer to drink.
Yeah. Great job on Sun Cruiser, by the way, too.
That's fun, too.
It's awesome.
I mean,
it's awesome.
As you know, I have the attention span of a gerbil. Yeah. So I get bored. And I'm always like, what else can I make that would be really cool?
Yeah.
And it's 40 years in, and I wake up excited every morning.
Well, awesome. you're the best. 35 years. Thanks a lot for the support. Thanks for the support of the show. Thanks for doing what you did for Boston.
You know, I think you're going to make it in radio, Greg.
All right. Thank you, Jim. And I think you're going to make it
beer.
Here. All right.
Your cousin.
Cheers. Cheers. Your cousin, Wiggy. Can you put Wiggy in a Your Cousin commercial?
Your cousin.
Can you put him in with
We'd love it.
Yeah, all right. Okay. All right.
We'd love it.
We'll make it work. You two on e-bikes. All right. We are at the Sam Adams Tap Room. It's our fifth birthday party, and we will be back with another one of our original guests on this show, the former governor of the Commonwealth of Massachusetts, now the president of the NCAA, Charlie Baker, will join us next.
Hold on. We're celebrating 5 years of this.
Look, I got news for you, pal. There are a lot of people who listen to the show because they're mad at you.
I'm aware of that.
Now back to the Greg Hill Show birthday bash at the Sam Adams Tap Room on WEEI.
Sam Adams Tap Room downtown, and what a guy Jim Cook is.
Awesome.
Want to thank Jim Cook for parting with one. He said he has 10 bottles of the original, the very first, the inaugural brew, the test brew of Sam Adams Lager. So,
what do you think the alcohol content of that is after 35
years? I don't know. I don't think it didn't taste very alcoholic.
No.
Do you think it died off?
It tastes like soy sauce.
Yeah.
What?
How's the food this morning?
Oh, I
it's really good. The waffle.
I had the waffle, cornbread waffle. That was really good.
Was it good?
Really good. Before Jim Cook leaves, you and Jim need to sign that and auction it for the foundation. One of 10 bottles.
Oh, we should do that. Absolutely. That's a great idea.
And I'll take 10%.
Yeah. All right, Curtis.
Thank you.
We are, I believe, awaiting a call from the former governor of the Commonwealth of Massachusetts, Charlie Baker. Courtney's king. Now the president of the NCAA. And so he will, I assume, will check in shortly.
MGM has it at 40 seconds is the time it takes Greg to mention that Courtney had a crush on Governor Baker.
He knows.
I can avoid that if necessary.
He's aware.
Was Wick? God, like I am moving more towards your side of the street about the owner mattering.
Yeah,
because in general, right now the team is pretty much set to win. It's turnkey, but there is always going to be things that need attention of someone that is dedicated to first and foremost winning basketball games. And I don't know who, if that's Larry Ellison. I don't know who it is, if it's an out-of-market.
Bezos.
I don't know if that's the case.
Needs to be Rob Hale.
It needs to be Rob Hale. Or Jim Cook.
Right. Ken.
I just I don't want some multi-billionaire who lives somewhere else and flies the private jet in when they're in the playoffs and is hanging around the guys on the bench like Mark Cuban and like is I don't want that.
What do you think? Cubes is a good owner though. I mean, I think a lot of players, I think I saw in this on Kevin Garnett's podcast that they were talking about this, but I guess he's like a really good owner and like a lot of guys wanted to play for Dallas because he took care of the players, the facilities. I know it might be little things, but we talk about it.
No income tax.
He's flashy.
And he's at every game.
Yeah.
I look at the guy, Steve Ballmer, who's the Clippers owner. He's at every game. He's got a ton of money. They're about to build this beautiful arena. And so, I mean, yeah, if the guy's from here or the gal's from here, great. But as long as the owner comes in and is looking to spend money, is looking to, you know, like Wick said, hey, if we got to go over the luxury tax or the apron or whatever the hell it's called now in the NBA,
yeah,
we're willing to do that to win championships.
I would say, though, the one thing with a guy like Ballmer, where it's great, he's got a lot of money,
mm-hmm,
you also need patience. And I feel like Wick has had the patience required. Obviously, it took a while in between, but I feel like the Clippers every year are trying to fix everything with all this money.
This team does. See, that's the great thing about whoever comes in and owns the key. I don't know who just said it, you or Greg, turnkey. This team, you, as an owner, you don't need patience because you have two of, you know, the top 10 best players in the world, and you have those guys locked in, and they're young, and you could build around that, and they've already proven, and they won a championship with the Clippers. They were looking for that. They stumbled, whether it was Doc who went there and it was Chris Paul and Blake Griffin.
Right.
You already have the blueprint.
But so much of what makes it work, and I don't care what your business is the chemistry of it. And mm-hmm, so if somebody comes in and is meddling when it comes to Brad Stevens,
yeah,
like,
right.
I don't get the impression that Wick does that. I get the impression that he holds people accountable and is like, but you make the decisions. You know, you want to go and do this deal and get these guys and get Porzingis here, you go and do that deal.
And like, that's why I want it to be local, because I would worry that somebody from California that's just a multi-billionaire and only sees this as an asset is going to come in here and want to make it their own. They're going to want to make moves that put them in a good light, and I don't want them meddling. Like, we've got it figured out here. So that's why having someone local who's been a fan of the team won't want to make any changes.
I think the one thing that they will all have in common is a desire to build the basketball-owned arena. Because
yes,
there's the team's worth $5 billion. I don't know how much growth is there if you're giving your concessions money to the Jacobs.
Right.
And I just had a question for Greg about Wick. You might be the wrong person to ask given Courtney's wedding. But what do you think he's getting Peyton Pritchard this weekend? What's the gift?
Oh, something
great.
So nice.
I know. Yeah.
Where do you think the wedding is?
It's on the Cape.
Yeah,
Cape.
I'm guessing Wauquasset.
You would?
That is going to be my guess.
I'm guessing
CBI, Curtis.
I'm guessing Surfside Motel.
all right, we're going to take a break and wait for Charlie Baker. We are at the Sam Adams Tap Room. Can I see one of those growlers, by the way?
They're right here.
Here, Courtney, present that if you could. So if you make your way down here before 10, Sam Adams graciously brewed a beer for the fifth birthday of this show. And here it is. I believe Curtis aptly named it sinkingship.com lager.
Correct.
Because we were described as that when we started.
Yeah, several
and
times.
So you can go home with some unbelievable beer from Sam Adams. So we're going to take a quick break, and we will be right back.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about
this? I feel like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever. And the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Hold on. We're celebrating 5 years of this.
Look, I got news for you, pal. There are a lot of people who listen to the show because they're mad at you.
I'm aware of that.
Now back to the Greg Hill Show birthday bash at the Sam Adams Tap Room on WEEI.
Sam Adams Tap Room downtown, and what a guy Jim Cook is.
Awesome.
Want to thank Jim Cook for parting with one. He said he has 10 bottles of the original, the very first, the inaugural brew, the test brew of Sam Adams Lager. So,
what do you think the alcohol content of that is after 35
years? I don't know. I think
years.
Wiggy, it didn't taste very alcoholic.
No.
Do you think it really died off?
It tastes like soy sauce.
Yeah.
What?
How's the food this morning?
Oh, it's really good. The waffle.
I had the waffle, cornbread waffle. That was really good.
Was it good?
Really good. Before Jim Cook leaves, you and Jim need to sign that and auction it for the foundation. One of 10 bottles.
Oh, we should do that. Absolutely. That's a great idea.
And I'll take 10%.
Yes. Yeah, all right, Curtis.
Thank you.
We are, I believe, awaiting a call from the former governor of the Commonwealth of Massachusetts, Charlie Baker. Courtney's king. Now the president of the NCAA. And so he will, I assume, will check in shortly.
MGM has it at 40 seconds is the time it takes Greg to mention that Courtney had a crush on Governor Baker.
Like, he knows.
I can avoid that if necessary.
He's aware.
Was Wick? God, like I am moving more towards your side of the street about the owner mattering.
Yeah,
because in general, right now, the team is pretty much set to win. It's turnkey. But there is always going to be things that need attention of someone that is dedicated to, first and foremost, winning basketball games. And I don't know who, if that's Larry Ellison. I don't know who it is, if it's an out-of-market.
Bezos.
I don't know if that's the case.
It needs to be Rob Hale.
Or Jim Cook.
Right. Ken.
I just I don't want some multi-billionaire who lives somewhere else and flies the private jet in when they're in the playoffs and is hanging around the guys on the bench like Mark Cuban and like is I don't want that.
What do you think? Cubes is a good owner though. I mean, I think a lot of players. I think I saw in this on Kevin Garnett's podcast that they were talking about this. But I guess he's like a really good owner, and like a lot of guys wanted to play for Dallas because he took care of the players, the facilities. I know it might be little things, but we talk about it.
No income tax.
He's flashy,
and he's at every game.
Yeah.
I look at the guy, Steve Ballmer, who's the Clippers owner. He's at every game. He's got a ton of money. They're about to build this beautiful arena. And so, I mean, yeah, if the guy's from here or the gal's from here, great. But as long as the owner comes in and is looking to spend money, is looking to, you know, like Wick said, hey, if we got to go over the luxury tax or the apron or whatever the hell it's called now in the NBA,
yeah,
we're willing to do that to win championships.
I would say, though, the one thing with a guy like Ballmer, where it's great, he's got a lot of money,
mm-hmm.
you also need patience. And I feel like Wick has had the patience required. Obviously, it took a while in between, but I feel like the Clippers every year are trying to fix everything with all this money.
This team does. See, that's the great thing about whoever comes in and owns the key. I don't know who just said it, you or Greg, turnkey. This team, you, as an owner, you don't need patience because you have two of, you know, the top 10 best players in the world, and you have those guys locked in, and they're young, and you could build around that, and they've already proven, and they won a championship with the Clippers. They were looking for that. They stumbled, whether it was Doc who went there and it was Chris Paul and Blake Griffin.
Right.
You already have the blueprint.
But so much of what makes it work, I don't care what your business is the chemistry of it. And mm-hmm. so if somebody comes in and is meddling when it comes to Brad Stevens,
yeah.
I don't get the impression that Wick does that. I get the impression that he holds people accountable and is like, but you make the decisions. You know, you want to go and do this deal and get these guys and get Porzingis here, you go and do that deal.
And that's why I want it to be local, because I would worry that somebody from California that's just a multi-billionaire and only sees this as an asset is going to come in here and want to make it their own. They're going to want to make moves that put them in a good light, and I don't want them meddling. Like, we've got it figured out here. So that's why having someone local who's been a fan of the team won't want to make any changes.
I think the one thing that they will all have in common is a desire to build the basketball-owned arena. Because
yes.
there's very the team's worth $5 billion. I don't know how much growth is there if you're giving your concessions money to the Jacobs.
Right.
And I just had a question for Greg about Wick. You might be the wrong person to ask given Courtney's wedding. But what do you think he's getting Peyton Pritchard this weekend? What's the gift?
Oh,
that's a great
idea. So nice.
I know.
Yeah.
I
where
wonder.
Do you think the wedding is?
It's on the Cape.
Yeah,
Cape.
I'm guessing Wauquasset.
You would?
That is going to be my guess.
I'm guessing
CBI, Curtis.
I'm guessing Surfside Motel.
all right, we're going to take a break and wait for Charlie Baker. We are at the Sam Adams Tap Room. Can I see one of those growlers, by the way?
They're right here.
Here, Courtney, present that if you could. So if you make your way down here before 10, Sam Adams graciously brewed a beer for the fifth birthday of this show. And here it is. I believe Curtis aptly named it sinkingship.com lager.
Correct.
Because we were described as that when we started.
Yeah, several
and
times.
So you can go home with some unbelievable beer from Sam Adams. So we're going to take a quick break, and we will be right back.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
From the mind of a two-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about this?
I feel
bathroom?
Like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
taken
care of.
It took forever. And the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not-so-good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique, and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.